Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A 5-alarm fire. 5 bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Firefighters. Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll visit Fire Department headquarters, where Chief Cody, for some mysterious reason, is shaking his head ominously over Tim Collins' request for a transfer to the rescue company. Get set to go, but first there's time for this message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the office of Chief Cody at Fire Department headquarters, where the chief, you remember, is talking with Tim Collins about the young fireman's request for transfer to the rescue company. Tim can't understand why Chief Cody is just told.
Collins, I'll be honest with you. I could put your transfer into effect this minute, but you don't realize what you're asking for.
I see, sir. You think I'm not ready for such a tough assignment.
No, Collins, you don't see. Confound it, you're ready. Your record in training school, on the hook and ladder truck, and on the engine company, your rating at the promotional school, well, everything adds up to a record few men could beat.
Well, then, Chief Cody, I don't see
why...
Son,
the truth is, if you go into the rescue company, you'll be in hot water from the moment your transfer is made known.
Hot water?
Yes.
I still don't get it, Chief Cody.
Collins, what do you know about the rescue company?
Oh, what anyone knows about it, sir. The company rolls on all second alarms or on first call in dangerous districts.
Yeah. Is that all?
Oh, no, sir. The rescue wagon carries all kinds of special equipment. Heavy jacks for raising trains or elevators or what have you in the case of accident. Cutting torches, gas masks and helmets, and forcible entry tools, foam generators for fires and oil.
Oh, yes,
and...
yes. But the men, Collins, the men, that's what's important.
Oh, I know the men, sir.
Well, let me finish, Collins. These men are hand-picked, and they're a tough, hard-bitten lot. Jealous of their reputation.
Well, they have a right to be, sir. There isn't a false alarm in the whole company.
And there never will be, son. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is that they'll give you a bad time when you first join up.
Oh, I get it. You mean they'll treat me like a green rookie, put me over the jumps until I get used to me.
If they take a notion, they'll make you wish you'd never been born. They'll take you apart, Collins, and turn the pieces inside out and throw them away, if they don't think you come up to their standards.
Oh, pretty tough, are they?
Pretty tough, Collins. You've met them at fires. You've had your lungs full of smoke, your throat scorched, your face feeling as if it had been charred, your eyes feeling burned out of your head. And the rescue company boys gave you first aid as gently as so many nurses taking care of a scalded baby. But now...
I see, sir. When a man has the nerve to try to break into this select society of theirs...
If they don't succeed in breaking in, they'll break you.
Well, that certainly puts a new light on this request of mine, Chief.
Well, then you'll reconsider your request, Collins? You'll stay with Engine 209 till another chance opens up for promotion?
No, sir. No, sir, now I want to join the rescue company more than ever.
Well, after what I've just told you...
You forget that we Collinses are hard-headed, too.
All right. I'll have Lofer put through your papers, and you can report this morning to Captain Jellybone.
Oh, yes, sir. Captain Jellybone at rescue company headquarters.
You're in for a bad time, son. But if you can stand it for a month or maybe 6 weeks, as long as it takes for those boys to size you up, you can hold up your head as a member of one of the finest units in the whole department.
After this unvarnished warning from Chief Cody, Tim Collins knows he will be on his own, that he must earn his place the hard way among experienced men who are all much older and more experienced than himself. He is thoughtful as he walks into the assembly room at Rescue Company headquarters, carrying his boots, turnout coat, and helmet. Half a dozen men are talking round a table as Tim
walks. So the cap yells, "Hey, Mushnowski!" I yells back, "I got the lightning snatcher. I think he's a roast." Then the cap yells, "Leave him lay, make it dark."
When the ape pulled the juice?
Don't you get it, Smokehead? The cap figures the roast is a flopper. Maybe the Firo himself. And he's right.
Yeah? How do you know he's right?
Listen, old Cap Jellybone, he's always right.
All right, all right. So what happens? Here's this guy, this lineman, lying on the floor next beside the generator. You think he's burned pretty bad, but Cap Jellybone figures he's faking the accident. Maybe he's even the Firo, the firebug that touched off the place in the electric plant.
Okay, so Cap figures if the guy's faking, he knows the juice is on. The generator's still running. When we throw water to make it dark...
Man alive, when that stream hits the generator, you and the firebug and the whole company will pick up enough electricity to light up the whole city for a month. No fooling, we don't need no streetlights.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
Hey, I got it. So Cap Jellybone figures if the guy ain't lying there unconscious, if he hears in maybe 2 seconds he's going to be electrocuted when the water hits the generator, maybe he'll give himself away.
And does he? Listen.
Huh?
As soon as Cap yells, make it dark, and I make out like I'm going to turn loose with the water, up jumps the dead man and hollers, hey, no, let me out. And the dead guy runs out right into the arms of the fire dick, and they roll him off to the poker.
Oh, what a smart cookie, old Cap Jellybone.
Hey.
Huh?
Hey, look, fellas. We got company.
Don't let me butt in.
Don't worry, kid, we won't. How long you been hanging around?
Oh, just a couple of minutes. I just
got... Eavesnooping, huh? Listen in where you got no right.
Oh, now look, I just got here and I'm supposed
No. Much don't bite the kid's head off. He don't mean no harm. Little young fella like him. Hey, who you looking for, Sonny? You brought your papa's lunch or something?
Yeah, does this kid belong to any of you guys? Ever seen him before?
Okay. Kid me. Maybe you're right at that.
Yeah. See, Mush, this is a nice kid, this little young guy. He says maybe we're right.
Yeah. What does he mean, maybe?
Hey, you. What do you mean, maybe?
Yeah, maybe we're right about what?
Maybe you fellas are right. I'm sort of young for this company. The way I size it up, this could be the old men's home.
What?
Hold it, Mush.
Old men's home. What does he think he...
Now, Mr. Mushnowski, leave us reason with this little young kid.
That can wait, Mr. Smokehead. I'm supposed to report to Captain Jellybone. He isn't in his office.
Supposed to report to the cap, huh?
That can wait, my little young friend.
Not the way I was trained, it can't. I've got my orders.
Leave me announce that there will be a slight delay as Captain Jellybone is pounding his ear. On account of he was out on a special emergency case last night and will not arise unless maybe an alarm is tapped in.
And we don't let any little young green rookie go waking the cap before his time.
Yeah. So, maybe we ought to let him, Mr. Mushnowski.
Huh? Wake up the cap?
Yeah. Because then the captain will have liver for lunch. He will have a nice piece of little green rookie liver.
That's very funny, but... Since I've got to wait to report to Captain Jellybone anyway, let's get a few things straight. In the first place, I'm not a...
Hold it, kid.
Box 112.
Tracy Gilchrist! We are not due!
Okay, Charlie.
That'll wake the cap.
That's tough luck. He'd ought to have a right to get some sleep. Now, what was I saying, or was it you that was saying, Marsh?
It was him that was saying.
Oh.
He was just going to give us a dressing down. Come on, kid. Pin the nasty fireman's ears back.
Now, look, I'm not here to make trouble. I've served my time with a hook and ladder truck, and I've just been moved over from engine 209, and
That's where I seen him before.
Yeah, me too. He's the kid they call Hooksy.
Hooksy Collins.
Now, Gonigal over in 209. Gonigal says he's a worse smokehead than you are. Smokehead?
Dad, the kid's record's clean.
Well, why don't he keep it that way? So you're in the department, kid, so you got a good record. So why come busting in here where you're not wanted?
Yeah, maybe we was kind of riding you, Collins. We didn't know who it was when you first come in. So, bygones is bygones, and why don't you go back where you belong?
Yeah, come back in a couple of years when you growed up. Go on home now while everybody's fresh.
Nope. I've got my orders and I'm sticking.
Oh, yeah? Can't take a friendly hint, huh?
What do you say, Smokehead?
Too bad. I guess we gotta educate the kid. Come on, Mush.
Come on, yeah. Come on, all of you. That's how you
right.
Want it?
Attention! Here's Captain Jellybone.
Well, Captain Jellybone came on the scene at a critical moment, just as Tim Collins was about to learn the truth of Chief Cody's warning about the men in his new company. Wishnowski, Smokehead, and the others, good firemen all, but they threaten a rough welcome for the newcomer who dares to join their rescue squad. But Tim Collins has a habit of making good, as you'll hear in our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody with more news about special jobs in a modern fire department. Now, one duty is to man the searchlight truck, which carries lights to illuminate the scene of a fire or other accident. Now, the truck carries very powerful lamps that can turn night into day. And besides, it carries other lamps that can be taken inside buildings or down under the ground in tunnels, wherever firefighters need light. So there's one more special job, the duty of a member of the searchlight company. Well, that's all for now. You'll hear from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.